What is the lock-in effect? Let's talk about it on Today in Mortgage. Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the show. We're talking about what's real, what's hype, and what you should actually be paying attention to out there in the world of mortgage and real estate news. It's Today in Mortgage. Rich, I feel like sometimes in this industry, we got 99 problems. Well,
I'm so sick of the lock-in effect.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. We found an article today. You know, this is something we've talked about before, but I just like how this article put it, and also that there's a little bit of sunshine at the end of the road here. And so this article is from MSN.com. It says high mortgage rates have prevented the sale of more than a million homes in the U.S. And so you mentioned it. I mentioned it, the lock-in effect. What is the lock-in effect, Rich?
Well, it's where your interest rate, your current interest rate is so much lower than the current market that you can't buy up because it costs that much more money. Like what they say for every right now today, same mortgage today in today's rate versus what they have it at is like $600 difference. So yeah. A month, that's a big difference.
Right. Same house, same sales price, different interest rate changes that payment that much per month. So people are getting locked into their homes. And that has definitely been the name of the game, the story that we've been seeing over and over the past year as rates have gone up and people have expected those rates to come back down or just thought in their brain, hey, at some point we're going to see these 3% interest rates again and then we can make a move. So Rich, that was not the reality though, right?
No, that was a manufactured event. We're probably, at least in my lifetime, we probably won't see that again. But for those who have the rate, congratulations. But listen, families grow. People get new jobs. They got to move. They got to, you know, change their current scenery. Like it just happens. And that is something that just works itself out. And we're already seeing it.
Yeah. So one of the stats that they highlighted here in this article that we've kind of talked about before, but this number is very specific. It says there were 1.33 million fewer sales between the second quarter of 2022 and the fourth quarter of 2023, according to a new paper that came out from the Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA. And that just kind of highlights the fact that there's just so much less inventory out there coming online from existing homes.
Yeah, Michael. And that's obviously that's dated. Yeah, we're looking at the kind of legacy data from a year ago. And things have changed considerably since then. I mean, this article writes about it, talks about there's over you know, 1 million homes for sale just in February, which is the highest point since February 2020 before COVID.
And that's big news. So we're kind of coming back to this idea that there is a normal market. Like we saw crazy markets up and down over the past several years since the beginning of COVID and then our kind of low rate environment and then high rate environment where people swung the opposite direction. We might be getting back to at normal time. If you remember February, that was right before everything kind of went down in 2020. And so that's kind of almost the last point that we can kind of look back to that was quote unquote normal. So hopefully that fact that we're above normal right now is a really good sign looking forward. What do you think, Rich?
Oh, totally. Yeah. You know, people are accepting that the rates are the rates now. They don't, you know, they've talked to so many mortgage people that are telling them this is the rate because at first they were like shock and awe. What do you mean the rate's 7%? And so they'd shop you around and everybody's telling them, yeah, rates are 7%. And so now that takes time. People got to digest that new information because your average borrower is not following interest rates. They're just checking it out when they first get under contract or they first get pre-approved for a new home. So this is all news to them, except for now it's been in the press for so long. They're seeing it on your mainstream news, your nightly news. And so now we're kind of normalized.
Yeah. And so the end of this article kind of points to the idea that evidence is suggesting that we are kind of getting to the point where people understand that new normal and they're coming out of that misunderstanding that rates were going to come back way down. I think that's kind of happening generally across the economy where people thought, hey, when we stop seeing inflation, we're going to see prices come down. No, prices are going to regulate, not necessarily come down in the grocery store or something like that. But we are going to see less price growth. And I think that's what we're kind of understanding in the general marketplace, hopefully people understanding in the housing marketplace. So all this kind of points to some leveling out, some good news. And we just wanted to highlight that for you on the episode today, because there's so much out there that makes us feel like this is never going to end. And we're starting to see that light at the end of the tunnel. We've been talking about it quite a bit here in the last couple of weeks, and had some good indicators from the Fed last week and just some good things moving forward. So Rich, I know you're always optimistic, but how does this kind of news make you feel right now?
No, I feel great. We've talked about this several times, Michael. Our economy is so resilient. We go through cycles like this, and now we're on the downside of this most recent cycle, and we're just becoming normal again. That's just what happens.
It's good to be normal, Rich. We could use some normal.
Sometimes it is.
We could use some normal in our life. Well, hey guys, if you are interested in learning more about how we coach our people and look at the silver linings and keep looking forward to where we need to be, not where we are, and how we can grow, not how we can stay the same, check out the Grow link below. This is a link that's going to get you all the information that will help you understand what it looks like to be a part of the best network in mortgages. That's Network Funding, and we love to talk about it here. Rich will reach out to you personally, and we would love to talk to you. So, Rich, before we sign off on this today, any final thoughts about where we're heading, what's going on with you, anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, we're just headed to a better place for all the originators that have grinded through this period. We're going into a better place, and we're already in a better place compared to the bottom. And we just continue to get better. And it's just important that all the originators and the realtors that might see this, just stay positive, keep your clients positive, just grind it out. We're through the hard part.
Yeah. People love positive people. So keep out going out there, making people feel good and making people smile, and they will work with you.
That's it.
And you'll get to win in this new kind of climate that we're moving into that we're all really excited about. So Rich, thanks so much for making us smart, making us smile today. Thanks to everyone out there for watching and listening wherever you are. We appreciate you, and we'll talk to you next time on Today in Mortgages. Today in Mortgages is produced by Network Funding LP, which is an equal housing lender, NMLS 2297. The content of this program is meant to be a commentary on mortgage and real estate news, and any discussion of rates and or products should not be taken as an individual mortgage or home buying advice or pricing estimates. And any commentary on this show should not be considered a promise to make a loan. All applicants for a loan must qualify, and you should consult a professional regarding your individual loan scenarios for your financial situation. Visit our website at nflp.com/licenses for all state licensing and other legal information.